Okay, so today's daf is daf Zion in Brachos. Amazing how fast a week flies. We're already on daf Zion. And we're going right there with some more of the beautiful Agadata stuff. Top of the Amud, Zion Amalef, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Yossi. Minayin she'akosh Baruch Hu mispalel. How do you know that Akosh Baruch Hu davens? We said before that Hashem wears tefillin kiviyochol, so how do you know that he davens kiviyochol? She'nemar, as the Pasuk says, Vaviyosim al harkon shivis yimachtim beveis tefilasi. Tefilasam lo nemar, ela tefilasi. The Pasuk is talking, Hashem is talking, Hashem is talking, and he says tefilasi. He doesn't say tefilasam, he's not talking about Bnei Yisrael's tefila. Rather, it must be his own tefila, mikan. That's how you learn she'akosh Baruch Hu mispalel. That's how you know Hashem kiviyachol davens. Who does he daven to? That's, I think, in my humble understanding of davening, that's not the right question to be asking. Like I said, this is all lessons for us anyway. When we daven, the word mispalel, just very quickly, that's, I don't know so much about Hebrew, but it's reflexive. It means you're doing it to yourself. So you're mitpalel, you're doing pilel to yourself. So the word pilel already in this week is we get from this week's parsha, right? Or last week's parsha, I guess. Parsha Vayigash, when Yaakov says to Yosef, "Ofanecha lo filalti," I never thought that I would ever see your face again. Rashi writes the word pilel is to think. So davening should be mitpalel is to be thinking about yourself, is to be working on yourself, and that's a whole long shmooze. But obviously when it says that Kosh Baruch Hu davens, so it's trying to teach us that we should also be davening. My matzli, what is a Kosh Baruch Hu? What does a Kosh Baruch Hu say? Kiviyachol, Amar Zutru Bartuvia, Amar Rav, Yihi Rotzal Milafanai Sheikh Bishu Rachami Es Kasi, Vigolu Rachami Al Midosi, Vesnahegim Banai, Bemidas Rachamim, Vekaris Lahem, Lifnim Mishuras Hadin. So it's a tefillah that a Kosh Baruch Hu should treat us as best as he can. Kiviyachol, obviously. There's no. It's not that Hashem needs to work on himself. Taif. Tanya Amar Rabbi Yishmael ben Elisha. Rabbi Yishmael ben Elisha says the following. Pamachas nechnasti laktir ketores lefnai v'lefnim. Yishmael ben Elisha was a Kohen Gadol. And he went to bring in ketores into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. V'ra'isi akatriyo ka Hashem Tzavakos. That, according to almost everybody, is the name of Hashem. There's one opinion I saw that says that Akatriel is the name of a Malach, but doesn't really make so much sense here. Mistamet's not. Mistamet's just a name for Hashem. Shehu Yosheva Akisei Ram Benisa, who's sitting on the great throne. V'amar li Yishmael Beni Berechani. He said, Yishmael, bless me. Amarti lo Yiratzon, the same idea. Yiratzon milfanacha sheyichbishu rachamecha eskascha v'yigolu rachamecha midosecha v'tiznahegim banecha v'midas harachamim v'tikenais lahem lefnim mishur esadin. Right, this whole tefillah, this inyan that, and again, we see that this is exactly the point, that we should be kind of davening and saying these things, and we should be zocha, that should be accepted, and that's what the Gemara says, v'nana li berosho, and Hashem kind of, quote-unquote, kiviyachol nodded his head and saying that that's proper bracha, and that was all in good. V'kamash malan, and we learn from here, shalote berkas hediyot kalabei nacha, that the bracha of a simple person should not be kal, should not be light in your eyes. The Gemara says that elsewhere. In Megillah, gives a couple examples of people blessing people. Here it's an example of, obviously, us, quote-unquote, blessing Kodesh Baruch Hu. I saw one opinion that says that over there, you see that someone gave you a bracha, therefore, and after the fact, it shouldn't be kal bei nacha. But here, you're even allowed to ask a hediot for a bracha. Right, because of course, bracha asked the Kohen Gadol for a bracha. Okay, anyway, weiter. Am Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yossi. Minayim she'in meratzin lo la'odam b'shas kaso. How do you know that you shouldn't appease a person when he is angry? Meaning you should wait until he calms down. Dichtiv panay yelechu v'hanichu silach. That's what Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu. Am alo HaKosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe. Hamteinli ad she'yavru ponim shel za'am. Wait for me until kiviyachol Hashem, his face gets less angry, and then I'll listen to you. I'll take care. I'll see whatever you want. Wait a second. Does Hashem really get angry? And the Gemara says, yes, he does. The Tanya, as the Pasuk says, Hashem gets angry every day. How much does he get angry? Rega, for a moment. V'kama rega echad. V'kama rega. How much is a rega? Echad mi'chamishes ribo u'shmonas alafim u'shmona meos u'shmonim u'shmona b'sha. 158,888th of an hour. V'zuhi rega. And that's a rega. Okay? Not so long. V'ein kol birya yechola lechavin osa shah. And no one is able to figure out that time exactly. Chutz mi bila marasha. Except for bila. Dichtiv, again, fairly well known. V'yodea das kelyon. Das elyon. And he knew Akash Baruch Hu when Hashem would get angry. Hashta das behemta. The Gemara asks, wait a second. Bilam, hashta das behemta lo hava yada. Bilam couldn't even figure out how to talk to his own donkey. Right? He had the whole episode in Parshas Balak. He couldn't figure out what his donkey wanted. Das elyon hava yodea. What, so he knows when Hashem gets angry? Ella, rather, malame shahay yodea lechavino sosha shekosh baruchu koisban. Rather, what do you see? Not that he knew that Hashem got angry, but he knew how to figure out that exact moment when Hashem got angry. Not for Yodea Das Elyon that he actually knew that what Kosh Baruch Hu was thinking, but that he knew how to figure out the moment he would get angry. V'ayinu damarlu Navi Yisrael, and this is what the Navi says, the Navi Micha says to Yisrael, Ami zachar na mayat Balak melech Moav, etc., etc. My laman das tzidkos Hashem. My laman did das tzidkos Hashem. What does that mean? I'm Rabbi Elazar. I'm Alei Makash Baruch Yisrael. Do kamat tzidkos tzidkos asiti imachem. Check out how many tzidkos I did for you. Shelo kaasti bimei Bilam Arasha. That I didn't get angry in those days when Bilam and Balak were trying to overthrow you or trying to curse you. Shelmod kaasti. If I would have gotten angry, says Akash Baruch Hu, lo nishtar misonem shel Yisrael saridu palit. No Jews would have been left. V'hainu d'gamer le'Bilam le'Balak, and this is what Bilam meant when he said to Balak, Ma'akov lo kaboel, u'mayazom lo zaham Hashem. What am I supposed to do? I can't curse what Hashem has not cursed. I can't get angry at what Hashem has not gotten angry at. Malamed shekol osan hayomim lo zaham Hashem v'yachol refrained himself from getting angry, and all those days Bilam was not able to curse the Jews. V'kama zamo, how much does he get angry? Rega. Just for a moment. V'kama rega, and how much is a rega? Am Rabbi Avin, v'temer Rabbi Avina, rega kamemre. If you want to know how much is 158,888th of a shah, as long as the amount of time it takes to say the word, rega. Uminolan derega retach. How do you know that a moment, he gets angry for a moment? Shenamar ki rega ba'apo chayim bertzono, a pasuk that we say every day. Or do we say it on Shabbos? Maybe we say it every day. Ipsuke de Zimra, I forget already. Anyway, v'ibay se'ema mihacha, or you could learn from a different pasuk, chavim kemayit rega, ad yavor zam. Okay. V'imas retach, and when does Hashem get angry? Amar Abaye, b'hanach tlas shoy kamaisa, during the first 3 hours, ki chavira kirablasa d'tarnagola. When the tarnagols, I guess, what do you call it, the thing on top of his head, when the chickens... I forget already. What's the word in English? Comb, I think. The chicken's comb on top kind of pales a little bit. V'koy echad kara. And he kind of stands on one leg. So the Gemara asks, kol shasa v'shasa, nami koy hachi. One second. The chicken always stands like that. If you look at chickens, they kind of just chill out and they're standing on one leg. So the Gemara says, kol shaita isbe shuraiki sunke. So the Gemara says, no, at every hour, his comb is a little bit, is redder. But he shaita lespe shudaiki sunki, the comb of the, I hope I'm using the right word, I don't even know. The comb of the chicken is not as red at that time. Okay, fine. Harutz nuki dahava b'shivavuse d'Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Now, we just said, like, it's hard to figure out when Hashem gets angry. The Gemara just told us when Hashem gets angry. And then it tells us a story that, well, maybe it's not so easy to figure out. There was a tzaduki that was in the neighborhood of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, kametzar letuva, and he was really annoying him. Bekroi, through psukim. He was trying to use psukim to prove that, that I guess Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, his religion was wrong, or whatever it is. He was trying to bring proofs from the psukim. Yom echad shakol tarnagola, finally Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi had enough. He took a chicken, the ukme bein kari darsa. And he put it there, right next to, I think next to his bed. Kind of stuck it in the ground over there. I guess so. And he just stared at it. Savar, and he thought, Kimata Ahishaita, when that moment, when Hashem, when it comes, that his comb kind of pales a little bit, and he stands on one leg, at that exact moment, when Hashem gets angry, Alatai, I'm going to curse this Tzeduki. Kimata Ahishaita, when that moment came, Nayim, he fell asleep, or he dozed off. So, oh, Amar, he said, Rabbi Shimon Levi said, Shema Minol Avach, Orei Lemevet Hochi, apparently it's not so nice for me to do this. Okay. Because Hashem is merciful to all of his creatures. Uksiv also says, Gam Enosh Latzadik Lotov. And to punish someone, for a tzadik, to punish someone is not so good. Tan Mishmid Rabbi Meir, Bishasha Hamas Arachas, at the moment when the sun comes up, Vachomalchim Mizrach Umarav Manichim Kisraim Barosheim, and all of the Goyisha kings put their crowns on their heads, Umishtachim Lachama, and they bow down to the sun, Miyad Kois Akash Borchu, Hashem gets angry at that moment in time as well. Okay. That's another way of determining when Hashem gets angry. I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Yossi, Tova, Mardus, Achas, Belibo, Shal, Adam, Yotzer, Mikama, Malkios. It's better for Rashi writes, Lashon Rido, Ivachanash, Adam, Sam, Alev, Me'ilav. It's a better one, kind of, not Marcus Mardus is getting hit for rebellion, but it's one kind of, one Indian of Tshuva in a person's heart is better than many, many Malkios. It's better for a person to take it to heart without getting whipped. Shenamar, the pasuk says, "V'radfa es atmeava, esmeava." I'm not sure. V'amra el chove ashuva el ishi harishon. The pasuk says that I'll go back to, and return to my first husband. That's talking about Am Yisrael in a very poetic manner. Ki tovli asmeata, because it's better. It was better for me then than it was now. As a person should do tshuva on his own. For Reish Lakish Amar Yoter in Mea Malkios. It's better than 100 Malkios. Shenamar's Pazuk says, Tarachas Gara Bemevin Mehakos Ksil Mea. Okay. Amar Biochan Amashur Rabbi Yossi, Shlosha Dvarim Bikesh Moshe Lefne Kosh Baruchu Venosan Lo. Moshe asked Kosh Baruchu for three things and he gave it to him. Bikesh Shetisha Shechina Al Yisrael Venosan Lo. He wanted that Hashem Shechina should be on Am Yisrael and he gave it to him. Shenamar's Pazuk says, Halo Balachtacha Yimanu. Right, v'neflino ani ve'amcha, etc. He asked that Hashem should accompany them in the midbar. Bikei shel tishra shechina al ovdei kochavim v'nasan lo. He said that the shechina should not be on goyim, and Hashem gave them also. He gave them that also. Shenamar, as the pasuk says, v'neflino. The hemshech of the pasuk v'neflino ani ve'amcha. Right, we will fall if your shechina is on the other on the goyim. Moshe asked to know the ways of Hashem, and Hashem acquiesced. He said it was fine. Shenemar hodini nas derachacho. Omer lefano of Ribono shel Olam. Moshe said to Hashem, Ribono shel Olam, mipnei ma yesh tzadik v'tovlo, v'yesh tzadik v'ralo, v'yesh rasha v'tovlo, v'yesh rasha v'ralo. Right, you look around the world and it seems all very random. How does that work? How does all this work? Omer lo Moshe. Amar lo Moshe, tzadik. Sorry, Amar lo Moshe. Listen, Moshe Rabbeinu. Hashem is talking to Moshe. Moshe, listen. Tzadik v'tovlo, tzadik ben tzadik. If a tzadik is good, says it tzadik ben tzadik. Tzadik v'ralo, tzadik ben Rasha. Rasha v'tovlo, Rasha ben tzadik. If Rasha is doing okay, then apparently he has tzadikim in his ancestry. Rasha v'ralo. But if it's a Russian, bad things are going bad, so then Russia ben Russia. We know that that's not necessarily so posher. That's what Gemara says. Amar mar, tzadik v'tovlo, tzadik ben tzadik, tzadik v'ralo, tzadik ben Russia. Ain't he? Is that really true? V'aksiv, the pasuk says, pokeda v'onavos abonim. Right, Hashem kind of keeps the sins going. Right, he exacts revenge on the children. Rachman letzlan. Uksivu banim lo yum to all of us. Wait a second, but it also says that the children will not die for the sins of their fathers. Uriminan kraya dadi, and he compared these two psukim are a contradiction to each other. Umashninan, and we learn, we answer lo kasha. Hakisha oxen maisei avosehem biadehem. Hakisha ain oxen maisei avosehem biadehem. When the sons are doing the same sins that the fathers did, so then Hakadosh Baruch Hu is mamshich the punishments. But when the children do not keep the same avonos that the fathers did, so then Hashem, then the pasuk says uvanim lo yumsu alavos. Ela hakikamarle. Right. So therefore we have a kasha, because how does that work? How does that work? The whole teretz of Tzadik ben Tzadik, Tzadik ben Rasha, doesn't why should Tzadik ben Rasha of Ralo? Why should that carry through? If the Tzadik left the ways of his forefathers that were Rishayim, so why should things be bad for him? That doesn't make sense. Elo hachi kamarle. This is what Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu. Tzadik v'tzov lo, tzadik gomor. If a tzadik is doing great, so he must be a complete tzadik. Tzadik v'ralo, tzadik she'enu gomor. But if a tzadik has tzaros, so he must not be a complete and utter tzadik. Rasha v'tzov lo, let's say Rasha is doing well, so Rasha she'enu gomor. Apparently he's not such a great Rasha. Rasha v'ralo, but if things are bad for a Rasha, then apparently Rasha gomor, then he's totally, totally out of it. And this is a homachokas on Rabbi Meir. I'm a Rabbi Meir. Shtayim nosnu lo v'achas lo nosnu lo. That Hashem gave him the first two, but he didn't give him the third. He didn't tell him exactly how things work in this upside-down world. Shenemar v'chanosiyas asharachon. Right, the pasuk said, a famous pasuk that we know. V'afal pi she'enu hagun v'richamtiyas asharachem. Afal pi she'enu hagun. It could be that Hashem has rachamim even though people don't necessarily deserve it. Vayomer lo sucha l'roses panai, and Hashem said to Moshe, "Listen, according to Rabbi Meir, lo sucha l'roses panai. You can't exactly see my face. You can't exactly know what's going on." Tana mishmei Rabbi Shimon ben Karcha, kach amar le'akash baruch hu l'Moshe. This is what Hashem said to Moshe: kisharatziti, when I wanted to tell you exactly how these things work, i.e., by the sneh, lo ratzisa. You weren't so interested, right? Moshe already fought with HaKadosh Baruch Hu 7 days. Moshe said, Shlach no be'at Shlach. Wasn't so interested in being the Shliach of Hashem, at least at the beginning. Achshav she'atah rotzeh, but now you want to know what the deal is? So now ini rotzeh. So now I'm done. I'm not so interested in telling you exactly how the world works. Upligu the Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmeni, Amar Rabbi Yonasan. That's a machlokas on Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmeni, Amar Rabbi Yonasan. Amar Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmeni, Amar Rabbi Yonasan. B'schar shalosh zachar l'shalosh. In the merit of three things, Moshe was zocha to three things. B'schar v'yester Moshe panav. Right, really, Rabbi Shmuel ben Karch, Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmeni, Rabbi Anderson says that Moshe acted properly at the sneh, not improperly. And three things that he did, he was mekabel schar. He was v'yester Moshe panav. Right, he kind of hit his face a little bit and zocha l'klaster panim. They were zocha to have this radiant face when he came down for Har Sinai, right? They had to put on a mask, a masveh. Okay, b'schar ki yarei zocha levayiru migeshes elav. Right, Moshe was afraid, kind of maybe that Elokim, the pasuk says, and therefore, when he came down from Har Sinai, vayiru migeshes elav, Aaron and all the chachamim were afraid to go up to him and talk to him. B'schar mehabit, and the fact that he did end up looking, zocha l'tumunas Hashem yabit, that he would get the little kind of picture of Hashem, right? Hashem would pass through the rock, v'acharai, you could see my back, etc., etc., that whole thing that we read on the fast days. And that Kriyas HaTorah in Parshas Kisisa. Okay. Pasuk says, there we go. V'asir rusias kapi v'arisas acharai. Sparach shekivanti, yeah. Then you'll pass through and you'll see my back. Amar Rav Chana bar Bizna, Amar Rav Shimon Chasida, well-known Gemara, Malamed Shehera, Kosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe Keshe Shal Tefillin. We said before that Hashem Kosh Baruch Hu wears Tefillin, so what did Moshe see when he saw Hashem's back? He saw the back of his Tefillin on the back of his head. All right, Kiviyachol. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yossi, Kol Dibur V'Dibur Sheyatzo Mipia Kosh Baruch Hu L'Tova, Afilo Al Tzai Lo Chozabo. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for whatever reason, says something that's Latova, even Al Tanai, even if he says, if you do this, I'll do this, Lo Chozubo, he never will take it back. Minale, how do you know? Mimoshe Rabbeinu Shenamar, Herif Mimeni V'ashmideim, right? Ve'eseu Scho L'goeg Atzum. I think it's L'goeg Adol, but I have to check. Okay. Anyway. Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu after the Chet Ha'Egel, right, leave me alone, I'll destroy them and I'll make you into a great nation. So the Ach Falgav, the boy of Moshe Rachmi Allah, right, even though that Moshe davened and Hashem did not destroy them, right, still he fulfilled the condition of the Tanai. Even though Hashem was mevatal the gzera, right? Obviously, Bnei Yisrael were not destroyed. Afilu hachmi, okma bizarre, Hashem fulfilled it in Moshe's children. Shenemar, Bnei Moshe Gershom ve'Eliezer, right? Moshe only had two kids, Gershom and Eliezer, but Vayu Yimei Eliezer, Rechava Harosh, Uvnei Rechavia, Ravu Lamala, Vatani Rav Yosef Lamala, Mishishim Ribo. Apparently, there were 600,000 children and offspring of descendants of Moshe Rabbeinu. Because Asir Rivia Rivia, Ksiv Hacha, Ravu Lamala, Ksiv Hasam, Ubnei Israel, Paruva, Yishrutsu, Vayirbuma, Od Ma'od. And obviously, by Mitzrayim, which we're coming up in a couple of weeks in the Parshos, the Bnei Israel left with 600,000, Shishim Ribo, so Moshe also had that many descendants afterwards. Okay, flip the page, Amud Beis. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Miyom Shabar Kosh Baruch Hu Olam Lo Haya Adam Shekrau La Kosh Baruch Hu Adon Asheva Avraham Vakaru Adon. Nobody called the Kosh Baruch Hu with the name Adon until Avraham Avinu. Shinemar Vayomer Adoni, Bame or Adoni or Ado Shem, not sure. I think it's Ado Shem. Bame Edaki Rashana. How will I know that I will inherit it? Meaning, Avram asked Kosh Baruch Hu, how will I know that I will inherit Eretz Yisrael? They were showing him debate whether that was a positive or negative, whether that was a lack of emuna. Or just saying that maybe how will I know that when my children sin, they'll still get, you know, Shema Yigro Machet, how do I know that they'll survive that? All right, anyway. Amarav, Af Daniel lo nana ela bishvil Avram. And you see that even Daniel himself was not answered when he davened. Pretty sure this is in the pit with the lion, but I could be wrong. Because Daniel was answered because of Avram Avinu, Shneamar, Ve'atashma Elokeinu El Tfilas Avdecha Ve'El Tachanu Nov Ve'Yeparnecha Al Mikdashcha Hashmeim Laman Adoni, or Laman Ado Shem. The Gemara says, well, if that's David's tefila, that's Daniel's tefila. If he's davening to Hashem, he should have said Laman Chomi Boyle. He should have said, like we say all the time, Laman Chom, yeah, Laman Chom for Hashem, for your sake. What do you mean for the sake of Adoni or Ado Shem? I don't have the vowelizations here. It's an old Gemara. I'm using my sixth grade Gemara, which gives me tremendous nachas because, you know, there are numbers written on the side, like to count off the lines, and they have punctuation, even though the punctuation is totally wrong. But it's still it's nice to see how far you've come. Anyway, Elo Laman Avram Shekarocho Adon. That's when Daniel. Agav, I have no idea what I was doing learning this Agadata in sixth grade. Would imagine I would have started in the fourth paragraph or something. But okay, it could be that I used it afterwards. Whatever. Anyway, long story short, Daniel was davening for Hashem to Hashem, and he said Laman Avram Shekarocho Adon in the schus of Avram. That who called you Adon, you should answer my tefillos. Again, we had this in Amar Aleph. How do you know that you shouldn't kind of appease a person when he's angry? Okay. From the day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, there was no one who gave thanks properly, I think, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? We see that people gave korbanos, right? Obviously, Cain and Hevel and Avram, people gave korbanos, but no one thanked HaKadosh Baruch Hu like Leah did. Shneamar, as Pasuk says, Apam Odes Hashem. When she gave birth to Yehuda, that was her fourth kid, right? And she cheshbened out four wives, 12 tribes, three kids each. When she got a fourth, so then she said, "Apam odes Hashem," right? That's Rashi says. Lefisha Rasa Baruch Hakodesh Yaakov Mamin Shneimus Hashvatim. Right? She saw Baruch Hakodesh that Yaakov would have 12 kids. Okay, do the math, etc. Now the Gemara goes weiter. Once we're darshaning on the names of the kids, Reuven, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Leah, Reuma Bein Bini LeBen Chami. Check out the difference between my son and the son of my father-in-law, i.e., Esav. Not Yaakov, Esav. The Ilu Ben Chami Afogav Demidaite Zavni LeBechorase. Even though Esav sold the Bechorah, the birthright, willingly, Dechtiv Vaymkoras Bechorah Sol Yaakov, right? Chazu Maksivbe. Check out what's written by Esav. Vayistom Esav Al Es Yaakov Uksiv Vayomer Hachi Kara Shmo Yaakov Vayakvini Zepamayim. Right after Esav gets the He gets shafted, but you know, with the brachos, and he says, "Ah, Yaakov stole from me twice. This is why he's called Yaakov, because he stole these things twice." Wait a second. What do you mean stole the bechorah? Right? You sold it to him. So that's obviously it's ridiculous. Ve'ilu bni Leah says, my son Reuven afagav de al korche shachla Yosef the bechiro say that's as Rabbi Arya Leibowitz likes to say a daf yomi coincidence. That's this week's parsha. Tomorrow's parsha that Yosef got the bechora right. He got two children. Yisimcha elokim gefraim chmenasha. They became shvatim, right? Lechora that should have been Reuven's right, but he took Reuven's right. Yosef got it. Yaakov gave it to him. Because the pasuk says by Reuven's bracha uvchalalo yitzui, it doesn't say there, but it says in Devarei Yomim uvchalalo yitzui aviv nasnu bechorasol levnei Yosef. Right, Reuven lost the bechora because he moved Yaakov's bed after Rachel died. Right, whole machlok is exactly what he did, but Lamaisa he was involved over there with Yaakov's bed, therefore he lost the bechora. And even though that was true, Reuven was not jealous of Yosef. Reuven was the one who wanted to save Yosef, even though already then, I guess, it had been decided that he was going to lose the Bechorah. But he still wanted to save Yosef from the pit, etc., etc. Once we're darshaning names, Rus, my Rus. What's the mashmos of the word name Rus? Am Rabbi Yochanan shezochta v'yatzma men of David. She was because she was zochta to have David. Sherivehu lakosh baruch hu v'shiros v'shish baruch hu, who praised and sang to Hashem with songs and praise. Minolan d'shma garim, and how do you know that the name kind of causes the name of a person has mashmos on what's going to happen to him? Am Rabbi Eliezer d'amar kol pasuk says l'chu chazu mifalos Hashem asher sham. Some shemos ba'aretz, altri shamos ba'aretz, altri ki shamos el shemos. Right, you can kind of extrapolate that pasuk to say that Hashem kind of puts names into the world, and that has a mashmos going forward. Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon Bayochai, kasha tarbus ra besoch beso shal adam yoser memilchamos gog umagog. Lo aleinu chas v'shalom, a lack of shalom bayis, a machlokes within the house is worse than Gog Umagog. Shneimar Zmozik says, Mizmor LaDavid B'varachom V'pnei Avshalom B'no. It's a Mizmor LaDavid, a song when he ran away from Avshalom, as you know, who rebelled against him. Uksiv Basrei, it says right afterwards, Hashem Marabu Tzarai, Rabim Kamim Alai. Right, Hashem, how great are my tzaros? V'ilu B'gabi Yimilchamas Gog Umagog Ksiv, Lama Ragshu Goyim Ulumim Yagurik V'ilu Marabu Tzarai Lo Ksiv. Right? It doesn't say, oh, how terrible are my tzaros by Gog Umagog, has a different lashon. So you see that Ma Rabu Tzarai, that's said by when David's son, Avshalom, rebelled against him, right? He had a lack of shalom bayis in the house, right? Machlokes in the family. That was much worse even than the Melchama of Gog Umagog, which may or may not be coming in the near future. Mizmor LeDavid B'varachom Ifnei Avshalom B'no. The Gemara says, wait a second, Mizmor LeDavid? David is singing because Avshalom drove him out of his home and rebelled against him. Kino LeDavid Mibarile should have been kinos like we say on Tisha B'Av. Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Avishalom. Interesting that his father's name was Avshalom or Avishalom. Talking about Avshalom. Anyway, Mashal Lama Davar Doma. What's the Mashal here? How can you understand why David had said Mizmor and he was happy about it? La'adam Shiyatza Alav Shtar Chov. Kodim Shiparo. There's a shtar chov. There's a guy owes money before. There's a shtar chov before he can pay back. Haya atzev. Sorry, my bad. Yatzalav shtar chov. A person has a document. He owes some money. Kodim Shiparo. After he pays it back. Before he pays it back. Haya atzev. He's very sad. He's stressed. Right? He owes some money. La'achar Shiparo sameach. After he pays it back, so he feels much better. So Afkain David, so too over here. David Kivin Shamar Allah Kodesh Baruch Hu. Since David knew, right, Hashem told him, Hinini mekim alecha rami beisecha. Right, I'm gonna set up some bad stuff coming from your house. Right, he's gonna be some tzaras for you coming from your own family. Haya atzev, he was sad. Omar, he said, Shema Evido Mamzer hu deluchai salai. Maybe it's gonna be a servant or a mamzer, right, that he's not gonna have any mercy on me. Came into Chazad Avshalom, who, once he saw that nose, his Avshalom, his son, his dear son, Samach Mishumachi Omer Mizmar, he was much happier because he thought that Avshalom, and even in his rebellion, would have some bit of rachamim, of mercy on David, and he was much happier at that point. Therefore, he said Mizmar, he was singing. Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Mishum Vayuchai. Mutter lizgaros berishayim ba'olam hazeh. It's mutter to fight against Rishayim in this world. Shinamar, as the pasuk says, "Ozvei Torah yahalu rasha v'shomrei Torah yizgaruba." Right, the people who leave the Torah, those are Rishayim, and people who watch over the Torah, who keep the Torah, who value the Torah, you're allowed to fight them. Tani Rabbi Hakri, we also learned in a brisa, Rabbi Dostai, Rabbi Masan Omer, mutter lizgaros berishayim ba'olam hazeh. Shinamar, same inyan, quotes a different pasuk, "Ozvei Torah yahalu rasha," etc., etc. Quotes the same pasuk. I'm sorry. Tani Rabbi Hachi. Usually, that's almost a direct quote. Okay. Vim lachshoch adam lomar. One second. Vim lachoshech adam lomar. Is it really? Gemara, what's this lashon over here? Gemara is going to say, is that really true? Vaksin. The pasuk says, "Val tischar b'mereim al tikane b'osei ola." Amar lo misha libo nokvo. So, is that really true? Is it really MS that you really are allowed to fight with Rishayim? Right? Al tischar b'mereim, al tikane b'ose ola. Amar lo, misha libo nokfo omer kein. Ela al tischar b'mereim, lios kimereim. Really? No. Don't understand that pasuk to mean that you're not allowed to fight with Rishayim. Right? Someone whose heart takes him, misha libo nokfo, Omer Kane, he's going to explain the pasuk like that. Ella, rather, what does the pasuk really mean? Al tischar b'mereim liyos kimereim. Don't be like the evildoers, the Rishayim. Al tikane b'osei ola liyos k'osei ola. Don't be like these people. The Omer, the pasuk says, ayikane libcha b'chatayim. And don't have your heart, don't be desirous, don't be jealous of people who sin. Kim b'yiras Hashem kol yom. Rather, you should be b'yiras Shemayim and kind of like go vayter that way. Ain, is it really true? Right, is it really true that you're allowed to fight with Rishayim? V'amar Rabbi Yitzchak says, Imra Isa Rasha Shasham Sachekes Lo, if you see a Rasha that's, being Matzliach, Altis Garibo, don't fight against him, Shinemar, Yachil Drachel B'chol Eis. Right, leave him alone. V'lo Od Elish Zocha Badin. Not only that the Rasha is going to be Zocha in judgment. If you take him to court or we have some sort of machlokas with him, the Rasha is going to be victorious. Shinemar Marom Mishpatecha Minigdo. V'lo Od, not only that, Elish Aroa B'tzarav. He's going to see that you're going to end up with Tzaras. Shinemar called Tzarav Yafiach Bahem. So wait a second. Are you allowed to fight with Rishayim or not? So Gemara has a bunch of answers. Lo Kasha. One way to answer it is, Haba Mili Didei, Haba Mili Dishmaya. That, yeah, you're not allowed to fight him with things that he's dealing with, like his parnasa or his, whatever he's been oseken. But mili dishmaya, you're allowed to fight him in divrei Torah and in terms of religion and stuff like that. For sure, you're allowed to fight with him. That's one answer. Vibois ema, or another answer. Hava mili dishmaya. No, there are some times when you can fight him in things of religion, and sometimes that you can't. V'lo kasha, haba rasha sha'asham eshachakis lo, haba rasha sha'ein hasham eshachakis lo. Well, you have to see. If a rasha is being oddly matzliach, then you should leave him alone. But if he's not being so matzliach, then you can already take him to task and take him to court and fight him on these religious issues. V'bois ema, or another answer, haba rasha sha'asham eshachakis lo, or no. Both psukim, both scenarios where you're allowed to fight and you're not allowed to fight, or you should fight or you shouldn't fight with him, that's with a Rasha who's being Matzliach, and you're talking about Mili Dishmaya. So when, what's the deal? V'lo Kasha, Haba Tzadik Gomor, Haba Tzadik She'inu Gomor. Tzadik Gomor, he can go head-to-head against Rishayim, even if they're being Matzliach, and even if it's Mili Dishmaya. But it's Tzadik She'inu Gomor, so we probably should hold off. D'amar Rav Huna, as Rav Huna said, Ma'idachtiv, what does the pasuk mean? L'lamas habit bogrim, tacharish, mebela. Rasha tzadik bimenu v'chi rasha bolei tzadik. Right, the pasuk says that a rasha is going to swallow a tzadik. What do you mean? A rasha is going to actually swallow a tzadik. V'aksiv, the pasuk says Hashem lo yazvenu biado uksiv lo yane la tzadik kol avon. Hashem is going to take care of tzadikim. What do you mean that rasha is going to swallow him? El tzadik bimenu bolei tzadik gomer enenu bolei tzadik bimenu. Sorry, tzadik bimenu. Someone who is more righteous than the rasha, right? Tzadik bimenu, more righteous than the Rasha, the Bolea. Then a Rasha can actually swallow and overcome and defeat Tzadik Gomor in a Bolea, but he's not able to defeat Tzadik Gomor. The boy is Ema, or one more answer, Shamishachakislo Shiny. That, no, really, you're the Maisa, the bottom line answer at the end perhaps, is that if a Rasha, you see a Rasha is being matzliach for whatever reason, so then leave him alone. Maybe there's some sort of gzeir in Shamayim that he should be matzliach. Okay, just to get to the last two dots, well, a little bit more. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Kol HaKoveh HaMakom LeTefilaso, Oivav Noflin Tachtav. If anybody has a Koveh HaMakom for his davening, so his enemies fall at his feet. Shenemar, as Pazik says, V'samti Makom La'ami LeYisrael U'Netativ, V'shachei Taktav, all your guys owed. V'lo Yosifu B'nei Ola La'an Oso, Kesher Barishona. Okay? Rav Huna Rami Ksiv, So one second. Does it mean to answer him, or does it mean to destroy him completely? So Gemara says, "Batchila la'anoso ulbasof lechaloso." So originally, right, a person. One second. How do you rhyme these two psukim? How do you answer these two psukim? Lo yosifu bnei ola la'anoso. Right. You. Right, is it that Hashem will... I'm not sure exactly how this works, to be honest. I forget exactly the mashmos. One second. Let me see if I have another Gemara here. Scroll. Oh, we'll come back to it. Let's just finish the two dots, and then we'll come back to it. V'amar b'yochan v'mishum v'mishum v'yochai, g'dol shmusha shel Torah yosar milimuda. It's better to be to be in the service of Talmid Chachamim than actually to learn it. Shenemar po Elisha ben Shaphat asher yatzak mayim al yidei Elio. What was the great praise of Elisha ben Shaphat? That he poured water on Elio's hands. What's the praise here? That not that he learned Torah by Elio, but that he poured water on his hands. One second. It seems that apparently you see from here that Shimush Tamid Chachamim is better. Let me just get an article just to explain that last. I got it. Hold on one second. Okay, how does that go? Sorry. Yeah. So that last one, right. So just Rav Huda Rami Ksiv, he said that the Pasuk says, when the Pasuk says, V'zamti makom la'ami Yisrael netativ v'shachin tachtav, right, I'll make a place for Am Yisrael, and that they'll live in the place of their own. V'lo yir gaz order, they won't be disturbed. V'lo yosifu b'nei avla la'anoso kasher v'rishona. And the Goyim will not bother them like they did at the beginning. So the pasuk said the pasuk before says lachaloso, and here it says before it says lanoso, and then it says lachaloso, right? So what are the goyim going to be doing? Are they going to be bothering them or destroying them? So originally batchilo lanoso at the time. Oh yeah, that's right. At the time of the Beis Hamikdash Harishon, so really the goyim would bother them, meaning they were exiled them, but they didn't destroy them completely. Ulvasof lachaloso. That's already when Bnei Yisrael no, I take it back. One second. What's this pasuk here? That's not what it means. Yeah. Okay. Basically, the pasuk in Shmuel. The Pasuk in Shmuel, that's the Pasuk in Shmuel over here that we quoted? Yeah. The Pasuk in Shmuel says that Hashem will appoint a place for Am Yisrael, and that the place where they'll be able to live in a place of their own and not be any bothered. V'lo yosifu b'nei avo la'an oso. And the Goyim will not bother them, torment them, it says in the article. Okay. But the Pasuk says in Divrei Yamim, almost the exact same Pasuk, except it changes the word la'an oso to l'chal oso. So what does that mean? So why does it change to lachaloso? So the Gemara answers that betchila in the pasuk in Shmuel says that's la'anoso. That's when there's a Beis Hamikdash. That at that time the promise is that the goyim, the enemies of Am Yisrael, will not la'anoso, will not bother them, will not torment them. But when the Beis Hamikdash is destroyed, so then it shifts. That the promise is now obviously Bnei Yisrael are being tormented and bothered and tortured, but now the promise shifts and Hashem promises that, okay, they're going to bother you, but they're not going to destroy you. They're not, ulubasof l'chaloso, Hashem, the promise is that Hashem will not let the goyim l'chaloso, will not let the goyim destroy Am Yisrael. Okay, sorry about that. Anyway, it's a shame. We'll go right there on Shabbos after the Minyan. Looking forward.